Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Kat.
I'm Chi-Chi.
And we like coffee, don't we?
I do.
Yeah, me too. So, you know, I get coffee a few times a week, mm-hmm. and maybe from different cafes, maybe different ways. How do you usually get your coffee?
My dad makes me coffee.
Nice! I wish my dad made me coffee. My dad's in the U.S.
But my dad, he's fond of different types of coffee beans, so he usually gets new ones, and he want to try them out.
Ooh, that's great. So you get to be the benefit of his experiments.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah, I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But for me, I usually get it from cafes, and that means I probably use a lot of these.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so this is like one of those reusable coffee cups. Mm-hmm. which you've probably seen. This one says it's fully recyclable, mm-hmm. so that's nice, but some of them aren't, if you have to be honest. Yeah, some of them are not that easy to recycle, mm-hmm. or some people just throw them away anyway.
Yeah.
So we have to be kind of thoughtful about how do we use our coffee, and like, what's our relationship with this coffee cup, and why do we use them so much?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to answer some of those questions when we go to our article today.
Reading. Our complicated relationship with throwaway cups. Wherever you grew up, chances are you've held a disposable coffee cup before. Every year, we produce more than 500 billion of them. That's 70 cups for every person on the planet. It's impressive. But a closer look at this iconic drinking container reveals that it's more than just a cup of joe. The modern paper cup was first folded into shape over 100 years ago. It was an important step forward for medicine and stopped the spread of disease caused by shared drinking cups at public water fountains. Today, it's hard to tear us away from our coffee cups, and that's a problem. In the UK alone, around 2.5 billion paper coffee cups are thrown away every year. Shockingly, though, less than 1% of these cups are actually reused. This is because most recycling companies don't have the technology to properly recycle the waste they create. In response, people have begun looking for ways to make greener one-use cups. Germany's Caféform, for example, invented a cup that is made out of leftover coffee beans. If smart ideas like this catch on, we might not have to trash the disposable coffee cup just yet.
Okay, our article starts out today by saying, wherever you grew up, chances are you've held a disposable coffee cup before. Have you?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Okay, so when something is disposable, it's designed for or capable of being thrown away after being used.
Mm.
它就是抛弃式的意思，用完就可以丢弃它了。那 a disposable coffee cup 就是像刚刚 K 老师拿的那个杯子，那个就是用完就可以丢掉的咖啡杯。
Right. So chances are, this phrase, chances are you've held one before, chances are means it's probably true, or there's a good chance that this happened, or it's likely that this happened. But it's kind of a more informal way of saying it. Like, chances are you're going to get rained on today. Yeah.
Yeah. 所以就是有很可能的意思。那我们也可以说 chances are that 怎么样怎么样。It has the same meaning as it's likely that, or someone is likely to do something. 那我们来看几个句子哦。Chances are that he will be late again. 那可以改成 it's likely that he will be late again, or he's likely to be late again.
Right. So just how many do we produce every year? Well, the article says every year we produce more than 500 billion of them. A trillion is like a million million. It's more than a billion. So it's got one and then 12 zeros behind it. It's a lot of paper cups.
对，所以 trillion 就是兆的意思哦。
So that's 70 cups for every person on the planet.
Which is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable, yeah. It's impressive, but a closer look at this iconic drinking container reveals that it's more than just a cup of joe.
Iconic 这个字它就是有代表性，有象征性的意思。那我们也有看到句子里面哦， container, what does container mean?
So container here is a noun that means means it's something that contains or holds something else. Ooh. And it can be just about any shape, like a box is a container, or a cup is also a type of container, a bag, maybe a tube for holding a rolled up piece of paper, mm-hmm. a package that you ship to something, or there's something specific called a shipping container, which is mm-hmm. like a big, huge metal box that packages mm-hmm. are put in. And often they're closed so that what's inside doesn't yeah. spill out. So here's another example. This food container will keep vegetables fresh in your fridge for a long time.
Okay, so a container 就是容器的意思。It's a noun. It comes from the word contain, which is a verb. 那我们来用 container 造一个句子。He always brings his lunch in a plastic container.、Mm. 他总是用塑胶盒装午餐。Or contain, 我们来讲一下这个字。它就是有包含 or to include something as a part. 的包括啦包含都可以。那我们来看一个句子。This cake contains milk, eggs, flour, and sugar.
Uh-huh, of course. I mean, it's hard to make a cake without those、mm-hmm. things. All right. We also see that we have this phrase, a cup of joe. So that's an interesting one. I wonder why it's called joe. Let's find、mm-hmm. out what it means first by going to our pocket phrase, go.
Pocket phrase, go.
I start every morning.With a cup of joe. 啊、oh, 强叔我每天早上其实就跟你们每一个人一样起床呢要喝一杯来开始一天。这个 joe 是什么 joe 呢难道是把一个叫 joe 的人喝下去吗当然不是哦其实呢它是指 a cup of coffee。有人说呢是因为、哦、在这个1914年呢海军部长下令严禁呢海军舰队供应酒精饮料。所以大家呢转而喝这个最提神的饮料那就是咖啡咯。所以呢海军们呢就把这个咖啡叫做 a cup of joe, 因为呢部长、哦、就叫做 joe。另外一种说法呢 joe、哦、可以指一般的普通人 average joe 所以呢 a cup of joe 就是呢给一般人喝的咖啡每个人都会喝的 a cup of joe 一杯咖啡你也学会了吗
Okay, so as we just saw, a cup of joe is a cup of coffee. It's what Americans love to call、mm-hmm. coffee. So there's a few different theories to where the name comes from, but I guess it started being used in about the 1930s.、Ooh. So it's not that old.
Yeah, so a cup of joe 就是一杯咖啡的意思。It's an American nickname for a cup of coffee. 刚刚老师都讲到了。那来源我们其实没有办法证实，不过它有几个有趣的故事。比较常说的是有一位海军部长，他叫做 Josephus, 然后他下令军队不可以喝酒哦，所以军人他们下一个选择就是咖啡啦，比酒不好喝一点点的。没有啦，就是他们就把咖啡当成是第二个他们喜欢喝的饮料，所以他们就开玩笑把它叫成了 cup of joe。那有人说 joe 就像是 average joe, 一般人 common man, 然后咖啡就是给一般人喝的饮料。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have a cup of joe that we like to put into paper、mm-hmm. cups. The modern paper cup was first folded into shape.Over 100 years ago.
Oh, so we're now using the 纸杯在100多年前就形成了
Yeah, I didn't know they were that old. Mm-hmm. It was an important step forward, though, for medicine and stopped the spread of disease caused by shared drinking cups at public water fountains. Yeah, that's very important. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's a big part of why we have the medicine we do today.
Yeah.
So a step forward...kind of like this, means you're making progress or you're moving forward, advancing in society just a little bit. It's not a big move, but it's something small that can make a big difference. So like a step forward for human rights is giving a certain group of people the right to do something they didn't have before. Or a step forward in...preventing illnesses or preventing wars. Just a little thing that can start to make big differences when you add them up.
对，那我们来看一下 a step forward 就是进步的意思。那么倒退很好记嘛，就是 a step backward 就是一样，相反这样。So we have two other words to explain. With the first one is disease.
Right, disease. So we mentioned this kind of a little bit with the water fountain thing. So a disease is a noun that means something that makes you sick. So it's a particular kind of bacteria. Maybe the flu is a disease, or chicken pox if you ever got it as a kid is a disease. It's often carried by air if you sneeze or it's carried in water or by animals and it's easy to get if you're using shared items without being careful. So an example of this is measles is a serious disease which can kill you but most people don't get it anymore because of the vaccine, the shot that stops it.
Mm-hmm. 好，那我们看一下 disease 这个字，它就是疾病的意思。It's a noun. 那我们来看一下下面几个句子。Too much stress can lead to physical disease. 压力太大就会导致身体疾病。Or eating too much fat will cause heart disease.
Yeah.
吃太多脂肪会导致心脏疾病。所以这个纸杯的成型对我们医疗来说是一大进步，也可以阻止疾病的传播。那这些疾病通常都是借由公共饮水杯传播成的。And we also see water fountains. What does the word fountain mean?
So a fountain is just like a noun that's a man-made place where water or some other liquid, but usually water, comes out. So a water fountain could be a place where you pump the handle and you can get some water coming out, or maybe if you're thirsty after PE class, then you can go to this drinking fountain that you can just over. Mm-hmm. And then there's things like soda fountains in restaurants where you can get a cup and you can get some soda, or the fountain in a park where you can play, or something like that. So water fountains actually used to be very, very common before people had sinks in their house. Yeah. So they would go outside to this water fountain that was in the middle of a bunch of houses, get their water there. It was shared water, so sometimes could lead to disease. So here's another example. The kids were thirsty after their soccer match, so they all lined up to take turns drinking from the water fountain.
好，那我们来看一下 fountain 这一个字，它就是喷泉的意思。那么喷泉式饮水机就叫做 water fountain。那我们再来看几个句子吧。There is a fountain in the middle of the city. 城中央有一座喷泉。And fountain can also mean a source or an origin of something. For instance, the fountain of wisdom. 知识的来源或者是知识的泉源。又或者是 the fountain of ideas or information. 就是点子啊资讯资料的来源。
Okay, so we have this story of how paper cups actually prevented disease from people who were using shared fountains. But today, it's hard to tear us away from our coffee cups, and that's a problem.
Yeah, 所以现在我们要远离那种咖啡杯真的是很难了，而且这就是问题的所在。
In the UK alone, around 2.5 billion paper coffee cups are thrown away every year.
That's a lot.
Wow, that's like...more than there are people in China. Yeah. So this verb throw away, it means basically put trash into the trash bin or trash truck, or it can just mean like throw something into the trash. Or throw away can mean like not recycling and not reusing something. It just goes to the trash. It goes to a landfill, which is basically a mountain of garbage, and it's never used again.
Okay, so throw 就是丢嘛 ,away 就是去走开。所以丢走开丢走很好记嘛，就是丢掉的意思。Throw away something. 那我们就可以说Do not throw your tickets away. You will need them later. 不要丢掉票哦，你等等还是需要的。或者是呢 ,He never throws anything away in his room. That's why it is so messy.
Oh man, that sounds very...
他都不丢他房间的东西，所以才会这么乱。所以光在 UK,英国这个区，英国它这边不是说 England 哦，是整个联合王国，他们每年就25亿的杯子都被丢弃了。
So in the UK, they use like 2.5 billion cups a year. Wow. But shockingly, though, less than 1% of these cups are actually reused.
Okay.
So out of every 100 cups, like maybe one of them will be reused.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. 那我们看到 shockingly 这一个字，我们这边看到它是副词，它是拿来修饰一整句。那么副词呢，在句子里面的作用是除了修饰动词啊或形容词和另外一个副词以外，它可以拿来修饰一整个句子。那这种句子的副词就叫做意见副词哦，那是用来表示整个句子的真假呀、情况或者是结果，或是强调说话者对整句的情绪或者是意见。那我们常见的副词就像是 fortunately, actually, obviously, probably, apparently, naturally 这一些字。好，那我们再重复一次本课的句子。Shockingly though, less than 1% of these cups are actually reused. 那这种句型通常就是形容词改写，那我们就用虚主词 it, 我们可以把它改写成 It is shocking that less than 1% of these cups are actually reused.
I also think it's pretty shocking.
Yeah, so yeah, we can also take a look at another sentence over here. 我们用一样的再照照看。Fortunately, we got to the store just before it shut.那我们就可以改写成 It was fortunate that we got to the store before it shut.
Yeah, true. Okay, so less than 1% get recycled? Why? This is because most recycling companies don't have the technology to properly recycle the waste they create. The waste the coffee cups create, I assume. So this is another vocab that's really important to our article today. This is recycling. It's a noun. It's basically the opposite of throwing something away. So if you recycle something, it means you make something new out of a used item. So some single-use plastic, like plastic bags that you get from the store, or plastic forks and spoons that you use, if you recycle them, they can be melted again and used as a new thing. Or glass and metal are also recyclable. Paper and different cardboard products, they can all be recycled. A recycling company is a company that is responsible for recycling those things. And if you want to put it as an adjective, we have recyclable. If you add able, that gets a thing you can recycle, recyclable. Or the verb also recycle. An example of this, my family and I do our recycling every weekend. We give all our plastic and paper to the people who can make new things out of them.
好，那 recycling 它是名词哦，就是资源回收的意思。那是来自动词 recycle。那 cycle 这个字有循环的意思，前面又加一个 re， 就变成重复循环嘛，所以就是回收的意思，非常的好记。那我们再来看几个句子。This table is made from recycled materials.、Hmm. 这桌子是回收的材料制成的。那么 K 老师刚刚有说哦，形容词是 recyclable。那 recyclable 这个字也可以当名词，就是有回收物的意思。那通常都是用复数形态加一个 s。那我们就可以说啊 ，Where should these recyclables be placed for collection?、Hmm. 这些可以回收的物品应该放在哪里集中呢 ？And we also have the word properly.
All right, like she said, we have this word properly. Properly is an adverb that means doing something in a right way or in a way that you think about it, a thoughtful way. It comes from the adjective proper, which means acting in a right way or doing something with a lot of thought. Back in the day, in like maybe 100 or something years ago, you were expected to be a proper lady or a proper gentleman. You had to walk straight, you had to talk in a certain way, and you were supposed to show that you had good manners. That's being proper. So if we do something properly, it doesn't mean having good manners, but it does mean doing something the right way, the way that is a good and thoughtful way that you don't rush. So an example of this, since Jim rushed through his homework and did a lot of things wrong, his dad made sure he sat down and did it properly the next time.
好，那 properly 就是适当地、正确地的意思。It's an adverb. 那老师都有提到哦，形容词就是 proper， 就是也是适当，同样的意思。好，那我们看一下例句。The machine is not working properly. 这机器无法正常运作。Or he expects his daughter to behave properly at the restaurant. 他希望他的女儿在餐厅表现得得体。Or rock climbing without proper, 这边是形容词 equipment is dangerous, 没有适当设备的攀岩是很危险的哦。那为什么这么少的杯子呢都没有被重复使用哦？原因就是因为大多数的回收公司都没有适当的技术来回收他们产生的废物。
Okay. Yeah. So in response, people have begun looking for ways to make greener one-use cups. Yeah.That sounds like a good idea. So, response here, this is a noun that means like an answer or a reaction to something, or something that happens because of something else. The verb for this would be respond, or the adjective would be responsive. If you are responsive to something, that means that you are answering that or you are reacting to that. Mm-hmm. Often we use this word as like in response to something or somebody. She laughed in response to his question. Another example, many people protested in response to the actor's rude comments about women.
好，我们看一下 response， 它就是回应、反应的意思。那动词是 respond， 形容词是 responsive。这些 K 老师刚刚都有讲过一次了。好，那我们再看下面几个例句。Samantha knocked on the door, but she got no response. 这边当名词哦，她敲门都没有得到答复。又或者是呢 ，She has responded to my letter. 她已经回复我的信件了。
Yay!
这边当动词。那第三个，我们用形容词造一句。They tried to get her talking, but she wasn't very responsive. 他们试图让她讲话，但她不太回应哦。所以人们开始想办法制造出更环保的 one-use cups， 就是一次性的杯子。
Yeah. All right, so what are these greener looking when used cups possibly? Mm-hmm. Well, we have one example here. Germany's Cafe Form, for example, invented a cup that is made out of leftover coffee beans. I saw some of these. They look really cool. So made out of is the phrase that means use something to make something else. So if this cup is made out of coffee beans, they used these coffee beans that were already used to make coffee to make the cup. So, and if something is made out of paper, like a lot of coffee cups are, that means they used paper to make the cup. Or made of is the same meaning as made out of. You just take out the out, you'll still be fine.
好，我们看一下 ，be made out of 就是被做出或者是由什么东西制成的。那我们有看到 leftover 这个字 ，a leftover part of something is the part that's not being used or eaten when the other parts have been，就是剩下的意思。所以就是一种由剩余的咖啡豆制成的杯子，这些杯子就被发明出来了。Wow。I've never seen them before.
Yeah, I looked it up after I saw this article. So it looks like a kind of a dark brown cup. Ooh. And some of them are shaped like a disposable coffee cup. And some of them are shaped like a mug. Ooh. So you can drink from it. And then maybe it breaks down naturally. I hope so.
Yeah.
If smart ideas like this catch on, we might not have to trash the disposable coffee cup just yet.
哇、wow, 所以如果像这种聪明的想法流行起来 catch on, 就是大家都开始接受它流行起来的意思我们就不用再丢弃这种杯子、不再丢弃纸杯了 which harms the environment.
Yeah. Okay. So now we've got, you know, maybe a solution or something like that, something hopeful for how we solve this coffee cup problem. So now we're going to go to our For You chat and talk more about it.
For You chat.
Okay, so our For You chat question today, what everyday object couldn't you live without and why?
Oh, well, both of us, I think we got the same answer.
I think so. My mind immediately jumped to my smartphone.
Yay, me too.
I'm such a millennial. Yeah, but that's okay. Because, I mean, you can do anything with it. If you want to get food, you can get food. If you want to go somewhere, you can order an Uber. If you want to have fun, you can play a game. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to see how your friends are doing, you call them. It's really easy like that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's a way for me to make a living, actually. Because I got so many messages on it every day. And I have two jobs, and they keep sending me messages. That's where I need to catch up with them. So I need my phone with me every day, every moment.
That's true. I think I don't need it quite every moment. But maybe I would have a hard time if I had to get rid of it. But yeah, that's maybe something I not couldn't live without, but it's very, very nice to have. Yeah. So think about maybe you have a smartphone you can't live without, or maybe you have something else that is very, very important to you and you can't go through a day without it. So think about those kind of things. Yay. What do you think they could be? Tell your classmates, tell your friends. We will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Our complicated relationship with throwaway cups.Wherever you grew up, chances are you've held a disposable coffee cup before. Every year, we produce more than half a trillion of them. That's 70 cups for every person on the planet. It's impressive, but a closer look at this iconic drinking container reveals that it's more than just a cup of joe. The modern paper cup was first folded into shape over 100 years ago. It was an important step forward for medicine,and stopped the spread of disease caused by shared drinking cups at public water fountains. Today, it's hard to tear us away from our coffee cups, and that's a problem. In the UK alone, around 2.5 billion paper coffee cups are thrown away every year. Shockingly, though, less than 1% of these cups are actually reused. This is because most recycling companiesDon't have the technology to properly recycle the waste they create. In response, people have begun looking for ways to make greener one-use cups. Germany's Cafe Form, for example, invented a cup that is made out of leftover coffee beans. If smart ideas like this catch on, we might not have to trash the disposable coffee cup just yet.
Vocabulary Review container. If you want to order your food to go, we'll give you a container for it. Disease. A lot of diseases here are spread by mosquito bites, so please remember to use bug spray and wear long sleeves. Fountain. People like to sit by the fountain and enjoy the cool air around it. Recycling. The students went on a trip to learn about recycling and see how different materials can be reused. Recycle. It's important to recycle paper, plastic, and other items. Properly. If a dog is not properly trained, it can be very difficult to deal with. Response. I asked Marie a question, but I got no response from her.